And this is 90.3 KEDM Public Radio. I'm Corey Crow. A clerk at a Monroe Dollar General has been arrested and charged with manslaughter after police say he shot an armed robber. A Dollar General reportedly had been robbed six times since August. The Dollar General located on South 8th Street in Monroe. The alleged armed robbery took place and the store clerk shot at the suspect. Police say the armed robbery suspect was found lying in a pile of money he had allegedly taken from the store. He was taken to the hospital by ambulance and died from his injuries. Police say that store clerk named Rafus Alexander said he then locked the store and left after the incident took place. A customer was also shot and treated for their injuries and released from the hospital. Police are currently searching for a runaway juvenile. The Washington Parish Sheriff's Office investigators are attempting to locate Abdelia Biedenharn, age 13. She's described as a white female, 5'6", weighing 130 pounds. A clothing description was not available. She was last seen in the area of West Monroe on West Old Arkansas Road on January 2nd. Anyone with information on her whereabouts is asked to contact the sheriff's office at 329-1200. The bodies of a helicopter pilot and three offshore workers have been recovered by the U.S. Coast Guard days after the helicopter they were on board crashed into the Gulf of Mexico while departing an oil platform last week. One of the workers on board was 36-year-old David Scarborough of Lazana, Mississippi, according to his wife, Lacey Scarborough. She told the Sun-Herald newspaper that they are expecting a baby. This is the second tragedy to strike the family, whose two-year-old son drowned last March. The Tim Graham of Quitman, Mississippi, was also one of the people on board the downed helicopter. The identity of the two others is still unknown. Will Louisiana's legislature seek to give themselves their first pay raise in 40 years? After New York State recently got a big raise, some in Louisiana say they've not had an increase in four decades. Law Politics publisher Jeremy Alford says it would be the worst possible time to do that for voters, but also maybe it's the best time.
They may not be impressed with the fact that lawmakers boosted their own salaries. On the other hand, this may be the last time lawmakers can find a sympathetic ear in the governor's mansion for this issue.
This is KEDM.